Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Today, as we continue moving along the road towards redemption, it's really critical for us to understand what precisely we're supposed to believe in. Hence the title of today's class, Messianic Miracles. In the first 10 episodes of this series, we've clarified, elaborated on, and established the legal grounds, the halachic obligation for us to believe in Mashiach, not only the era, but also the person, not only as a prophetic promise, but in fact, as a mitzvah obligation. At this point, it's reasonable to ask, so what precisely am I supposed to believe in? Do we have to believe, for example, in a miracle Mashiach, a Messiah who is going to transform the landscape of our reality with enchanting and magical realities? Or is it sufficient to believe that there'll be a great inspired Torah leader who will change people's perspective, bringing peace to our world? It seems that this is the subject of a discussion that's found in the Gemara and Masechet Sanhedrin. On page 99, the Gemara records the following opinions and dispute. Omer Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba taught in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Kol HaNeviim, all of the prophecies. And as we've mentioned in the previous episodes, the prophecies are filled with allusion and reference to that future redemptive age. All of the Neviim, Kulam Loinis Navu, all of their prophecies, all of their visions of this utopian future reality were all directed L'Yemais HaMashiach, to the days of Mashiach. That's the era, or the epoch, that will be ushered in by Mashiach himself. Aval Olam Haba, but for a future reality. This could perhaps be understood as the reality of what we call the resurrection. That's the final principle, the 13th Ikar of Emunah, Olam Haba, Ayin L'Rasa. About this, the prophet Yeshayo, Isaiah said in chapter 64, verse 3, no eye has seen this, Elikim Zolasecha, only God. God will do for those who anticipate, for those who await. In other words, Isaiah himself speaks about the fact that despite that humanity, or at least human beings, God's prophets, have seen a vision of the future, that's all Yemot HaMashiach. Olam Haba? Forget about it. Nobody has any clue of what will unfold in that future reality. The Gemara says, however, that the great sage Shmuel disputed this. The Amar Shmuel said, Ein chiluk ben elam haza liyameis HaMashiach. There is no difference between the life that we presently live and the future era, which is called the age of Mashiach. El shibud malchias bilvad. There'll be a change of governance, dominion. Today, in our age, there's war, there's strife, there's corruption, and yes, evil governance too. When Mashiach will come, all of this will change. The world will be a just place. And the justice will be administered by, you guessed it, none other than the Prince of Peace, Mashiach himself. For a practical understanding of what precisely this means, we can now take a look at the Rambam. Hilchos Melachim, Perek Yud Aleph. In our previous episodes, we've gone through Halacha Aleph, the first paragraph, in great detail, and we focused on Halacha Beis, the second paragraph. We'll now move into the third paragraph, where the Rambam speaks to us in legal prose, halachic terminology, for what precisely we are supposed to believe in. And I quote, Va'al yale al daitcho. Don't entertain thoughts. Shahamelech HaMashiach tzorich lases oises umaisim. That the king who will be anointed, Mashiach, will have to do, is obligated to perform wonders and miracles. Ur mechadesh dvarim ba'ilam, or usher in entirely new and novel realities. Ur mechayim esim, or resurrect the dead. Uchayetze b'dvarim elu, or other things like this. Now, the Rambam himself talks about an ikar ha'emuna, a basic principle of our faith, and that's called mechaya ha'mesim. It's the second blessing in our Shmoneh Esrei, in our Amidah. Of course we believe in tchiyat ha'mesim. Of course we believe that all of those who are good will someday live again. Yet, that's not the job, necessarily, of Mashiach. At a later age, at a later time, and that's something we'll clarify in future episodes. Rambam couldn't possibly be suggesting there isn't a resurrection. He's talking about the age of Mashiach, the thing that you and I are obligated to believe in and actively await. So that Mashiach that we have to believe in is not a miraculous Messiah necessarily. The Rambam doesn't say he can't be miraculous, or that he necessarily won't usher in changes in the way we view or appreciate reality. But he says, don't think Shamashiach tzorich. Don't make the mistake in thinking that in order to establish his redemptive credentials, to demonstrate that he is the bona fide Mashiach, he has to perform miracles. That, in fact, isn't so. Ein hadavar kach. And the Rambam proves this. And you know, the best proof we could ever find for halachic reality isn't what a sage taught, but rather something one of the great sages did. Because when the sages spoke about things, they could have spoken about them theoretically. There are Torah truisms which don't translate into concrete or real-time reality as we know it. But when the sage did something, well, that's the most profound expression of halacha. In the Gemara, this is called Maaser Rav. What did the mentor or teacher actually do? Well, the Rambam says, we know that this is the case because we have a precedent. Now, of course, you must be wondering, how could we ever have a precedent for the halachic realities of Mashiach? Mashiach didn't come yet. Aha, says the Rambam. That is true. Mashiach didn't come yet. But there was a time when the sages of Israel actively entertained the possibility that a putative Mashiach was in the works. This is in the era following the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, nearly seven decades later, a great king, a powerful military leader, a charismatic individual arose. He was called Bar Kokhba, the son of a star. Later, he is referred to as Bar Koziva, a term that denotes false hopes dashed, a red herring of sorts. But for a time, Bar Kokhba inspired tremendous anticipation and confidence. And the Rambam says, Harei Rabbi Akiva, Chocham Gadol, Mechachmei Mishnah Hoya. He was one of the greatest sages in the era of the Mishnah. The Rambam says, Hu Haya Noisa Kelev Shel Ben Koziva HaMelech. He was an arms bearer. In other words, he put stock into the claim that Bar Kokhba was Mashiach. In fact, Rabbi Akiva was not only able to say, but he even found allusion in scripture, in verses of the Torah, to suggest Shehu HaMelech HaMashiach, that he was the long anticipated, awaited King Mashiach. Dimahu v'chol chachmei derei, he and all the wise people, the sages of his era, it seemed to them that Hu HaMelech HaMashiach. Ad sheneherag ba'avonotav, until he was killed due to his sins. Kivan sheneherag, once he was killed, Noida Rambam says, then they knew she'eno, that he wasn't. And the Rambam notes, V'leisholu mimenu eisu meifes, not a single request, not a single demand to make any miracles. Now, if they thought that he could be Mashiach, and in order for Mashiach to establish credentials, he has to do miracles, well, then why wouldn't they have asked him? Why wouldn't they have requested for some miraculous reality? Bar Kokhba, of course, never did any miracles, and in the end was a false hope, a false Mashiach. But they only discovered that later, because he was killed due to his sins. They never asked him to do anything supernatural. Now, the chief protagonist of the Rambam, the Ravid, immediately comments that this can't be right. He says, and I quote, "V'haloi ben Koziva haya oimer, anohu malka Mashiach." Ben Koziva was saying, "I am the Mashiach." V'shalu chachamim, and this v'shalchu chachamim, the sages sent agents, livdikai, to check him, and they said, "Is he mareach v'doyin? Can he sniff and judge by his scent?" V'kivin d'liyavud hachi, and when he couldn't do that, katluhu, they killed him. Now, the Kesef Mishnah says the words of the Ravid are not incorrect. In fact, the words of the Ravid are found in the very same tractate that we just quoted before, only several pages earlier. If you go to Daf Tzadik Tes, you go back to Daf Tzadik Gimel, there the Gemara speaks about Bar Koziva. And it's clear that the Ravid is quoting this Gemara because it's word for word. Bar Koziva, Molach, Bar Koziva established a monarchy. This was in the city called Beitar. And he did it for Tartain Shninu Palga, for 2.5 years. The Gemara talks about an incredible, powerful army that he built, a revolt that he led against Rome. Va'amr lehu rabbanon, he said to the sages, "Ana Mashiach, I'm the anointed one." Amrule, the sages said, "But Mashiach, ksiv about Mashiach, it is written, Moireach, he can smell, and by the power of his scent, v'doin, he can render judgment. Nechze anan, let us see. I Moireach v'doin, does he in fact have that power or ability? Kivon dechazyu, the loy Moireach v'doin, once they saw that he in fact could not do this, kataluhu, they killed him." Now, that itself is a little hard to understand. Why would you kill somebody just because he claimed to be Mashiach? That isn't typically something that carries a capital punishment. The Yad Rama explains that since he said he was Mashiach, he was essentially laying claim to the notion that he was a prophet. And there is a rule that a Navi Sheker, a false prophet, is Chayiv Misa. Pretty clear that the sages did not accept Bar Koziva. In fact, it seems like a rabbinical tribunal executed him. How does that work with the words of the Rambam? Well, the Kesef Mishnah says it is in fact true that the Gemara does say this in Daf Tzadik Gimel. However, there is another version to this same story, and that's found in Eicha Rabbosi, in the Medrash that accompanies the Book of Lamentations. Over there in the Pasuk, Bila Hashem, V'lechomal, Hashem destroyed and did not show compassion. Over there it is written that Bar Kokhba was in fact killed by the Romans. The Gemara there talks about the remarkable strength exhibited by Bar Kokhba, by the army of some 400,000 warriors that he amassed, and that Rome itself was really worried about this guy. The Medrash narrates a situation in which a great tzaddik who prayed for the success of Am Yisrael and who stayed divine judgment was harmed. And in the end, the Romans vanquished Beitar. Andrianus, Hakeser, the Caesar, in fact, receives the head of Bar Kokhba. The Caesar is extremely interested in knowing how this happened. He says, Man katle ledein, who killed this monster of a man? He was so powerful. Omerle chad gnusoi. So a gnusoi, who the Mefarshim explain as either a crack troop, a member of the elite forces, or maybe a kusi, a person who was somewhat affiliated with the Jewish people, although not halakhically Jewish, said, Ana katle, I killed him. Adrianus, the Caesar, said, is that so? Zil ve'aisile, go and bring me the rest of his body. And they did. Ve'ashkach, the Medrash says, they found achno kricha al-tzavare, a snake wrapped around his throat. Omar lei, the Caesar said, you didn't kill him. Ilu lo'ele heikatli ledein, man havi'yochale, if God wouldn't have killed this man, could any of us ever have gotten to him? At any rate, it's pretty clear from this version that it was not the sages, but rather the Romans or God himself who killed him. And so the Kesef Mishnah says, in conclusion, it seems that the Rambam rules like the opinion of Shmuel. He says the prophets spoke about all kinds of amazing things, and there will be amazing things someday. But one is not required to believe that this is the age of Mashiach, and one is not supposed to necessarily expect Mashiach to do those things. Shmuel's opinion, which you mentioned earlier, who says that there is no difference between Ilum Hazel and Maisa Mashiach, rather than Shibud Malchias, just a change of governance. And the Kesef Mishnah finishes with the words, V'Rabbeinu Soiver Kishmuel. The Rambam rules conclusively, like Shmuel, as is explained. Now the Rambam is the only one who ever offers us rulings on the era of Mashiach. And as such, from a halachic perspective, the Rambam's rulings are final and binding. I want to conclude by emphasizing this doesn't mean that Mashiach won't do miracles. It doesn't mean that the age of Mashiach won't be enchanted and magical. In fact, there may be amazing things that will unfold before our very eyes, fulfillments of the prophecy in the most literal and extraordinary way. The question was never what will happen. The Rambam himself will later tell us nobody knows what will happen. The question is, what are we required or obligated to believe in? And the answer, succinctly put, we are obligated to believe that there will, im yirtzeh Hashem, very soon, be a man who brings the world to peace. And his name is Mashiach. May it be b'mheira u'b'yameinu, speedily and in our days. Amen. Thanks for joining.